FM 90.3 WJTL Newsboys, You Are My King, Amazing Love, Torrin Wells, When We Pray. Prior to that, good morning to you at 7:19.
Weather forecast, flood watch from now until noontime. Clouds and rain this morning, then some possible afternoon scattered thunderstorms, high of 77. Clouds and rain overnight, 65 for the low. Winning Wednesday, chance to call in and win. There will be clouds and showers, 71 for the high. Currently it is 70.
This morning, our very special guests from Moms of Prayer International, Sue Forey and Lynn Herr, are with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Sue has been coming for years, but Lynn, this is your first time.
Yes.
Now, how did you get involved in Moms in Prayer?
I had heard about it many years ago on the radio, I believe, with Focus on the Family. And I thought, oh, that would be great to be involved. And at the time, my son was in kindergarten, but I didn't know about a group. So I ended up finding out about a group when he was in first grade. He's my oldest, so I joined them.
So is this the son that's now in college?
Yes.
So you've been helping a long time,
yes,
being a part of it.
I have been,
That's
yes.
pretty great. Sue, tell us about Moms of Prayer for those who don't know.
Well, Moms of Prayer International impacts children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. And our vision is that every school in the world would be covered in prayer.
Wow.
And Fred, we were talking during the break about the new normal and how students are just kind of in this new normal, but teachers and staff are too.
Are too,
and
yes, they are.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Being in education, whether you're a homeschool mom or a public school employee, a private school educator, administrator, school board member, these are all who we pray for.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't know the answer to our prayers until down the road. Back in September 2010, I had a child who had a first grade teacher. And it wasn't until this past summer that this teacher told me, she said, I think I told you before, but your prayers helped me when my father died, especially when I had to go back to school the night before his funeral.
Wow.
There is no way I did that on my own. I was able to do so many things in super fast time and keep my emotions in check. I prayed for this teacher for many years.
Yeah.
I didn't find out until many years later how my prayers impacted her. And that's what we do for our children each week during our Moms in Prayer time.
Yeah, I can relate a little bit because with being on the radio, you don't know how God is working through the songs or through, you know, something that you said. And sometimes you find out many years later and you think, that was pretty cool that, you know, all long ago happened and now I'm finding out about the impact of it.
Exactly. We are impacting our children in schools for Christ.
Now, you guys are praying at Hemfield. That's where your
Correct.
Kids are. But it's pretty much every school in our area, right?
Exactly. Yes. We have so many groups all throughout Lancaster County and beyond. Throughout the United States, we're actually in over 160 countries.
Amazing. If folks want to get involved, if there's moms that want to pray, how can they get more information?
Well, all they have to do is go to our website, momsinprayer.org. Click on Get Started, and we will connect with you as quickly as possible. We look forward to finding a group for you.
And you're generally getting together, what, once a week throughout the school year?
Ideal is once a week, but if you can't come every week, your child needs your prayers whenever you can make yourself available to come and pray. We look forward to praying with you.
Amen. Check it out online, momsinprayer.org. Sue and Lynn, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love having you here. Thank you so much. Back to the music we go. This is Mercy Me. Then Christ came. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community, music.